channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, hello and welcome to the new channel, Born Out of Passion. We are a community that helps you be the new you. I'm Dr. Michelle Maras, live streaming from the beautiful United States, Colorado, and it's snowy. Welcome to Mental Shift. Hello to the United States and to the Philippines. Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. My name is Dr. Michelle Maras, and today you've got a treat because my guest is the president of Noble Success Strategies, a strategic group, LLC, and is a distinguished purpose discovery specialist. And with a, he has a wealth of expertise, and he's got certifications as a speaker, a trainer, a coach. He's a John Maxwell coach, just like I am. He's my friend. And as well as being a certified professional coach, wholeness coach, success coach, and accomplished author. And we'll get into that later today. And now, he specializes in cultivating relationships, fostering success, nurturing leadership skills, and inspiring motivation and purpose discovery. He captivates audiences ranging from government officials to corporate executives through engaging live and virtual training across the globe in countries like the United States, India, Trinidad, Tobago, Pakistan, Australia, Belgium, Africa, and the Philippines. So you need to find him. Now, I met him on an online platform and thought he was like the coolest guy ever. And then we've never been able to really connect again after that. So he also has an Amazon international bestselling, and we'll show the book later, that he's collaborated with luminaries like Les Brown and Dr. Cheryl Wood. And beyond his professional endeavors, he finds joy in painting, running half marathons. Geek. If you see me running, someone's chasing me. Anyways, and indulging in golf, he resides in Chattanooga, Tennessee, with his lovely wife, Lady Sylvia. They are proud parents of three children. And I'd like you to please welcome my friend, Dr. David Binks.
Greetings, greetings.
Good morning, Dr. Binks.
Good morning, Dr. Michelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Now, you know why I love to say Dr. Binks. You have any idea why I giggle every time I say it?
I do not.
I am a huge fan of Mary Poppins. And in Mary Poppins, when she goes to be a nanny, it's Mr. Banks. He's the one they're trying to save in the entire movie because he's very rigid, Mr. Banks, right? So that's why I say your name and I always think, Mr. Banks.
I got you. Very nice.
It's about time you got on my show.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I love when you were on my podcast. And, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm a big fan of yours. And what's funny is I watch you and I didn't know you had all of that background. When I was reading your background, I'm like, I didn't know he had all of that. I knew you were a John Maxwell coach. and that you are a really awesome guy. You have a great smile, and you're one of the classiest men I've ever met.
Well, thank you. I know my purpose, Dr. Michelle, and I love impacting people. So yes, that's what I love. That's what I love to do.
And you do it well. Now, Mental Shift is the name of the show, and Mental Shift is what we're going to talk about, because what did you do before, and what happened to you, or what transformed your mind to realize, one, I want to join the John Maxwell team, and two, I want to give back to the world? What was that shift in your life?
Excellent. Well, Dr. Michelle, it goes back to when I was in the sixth grade. That was a pivotal point in my life. I'm 6'5", and so in sixth grade, I tried out for the basketball team because I wanted to really get validation from my father. I have an older brother, older sister. Neither one of them were in sports. So I wanted to do something different to get validated from my father. So I made the team. Dr. Michelle, I was so excited when I made the team. I came home and said, man, I'm going to tell my father that I made the basketball team, and we're just going to relish in the moment that I made the team. And when I got home, you know, my dad worked a very labor job, and I woke him up and I said, Dad, I made the basketball team. So I was so excited, thinking as soon as I said that, we were just going to just relish this moment. And Dr. Michelle, he looked at me and said, you will never amount to anything. You will never accomplish anything. And he went back to sleep. That moment was so quick. I thought, did he say what I thought he said? Thinking that I was going to wake him up again and try this thing over. But something said, you heard what you said. And Dr. Michelle, that took me on a very low, low trajectory. And all through the rest of middle school and high school, but in college, I read the book by Dr. Miles Monroe that says, In Pursuit of Purpose. Reading that book, that was the mental shift that really helped me to understand that my purpose came before any issues in my past. And when I got that revelation, that really set me to move on with my education, you know, the master's, PhD, and counseling, move on to get the certifications with John Maxwell, and just really helped me to really position me to really make a local and global impact.
That's a tragic story that we actually hear a lot, that as adults, we say things and children hear it and it shifts our entire parameter of our lives. But just like you, books saved me.
That's right.
Books made me realize, I mean, I was such a reader, just like you, such a reader that I realized that it didn't matter what my parents ever said to me. It didn't matter anymore because the choice was mine.
That's right.
And with me, the first book was a John Maxwell book.
Wow.
And I was 16. I think one of my bosses gave me this book. And I believe it was the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. And I went, the people that are shaping me aren't doing this. And it went, click, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do it this way.
That's right.
It became like, oh, yeah. So, wow. So you are 6'5".
That's right.
And did your father just not... Did he want you to go into what he was doing and figured if you don't do that, then did you ever figure out the background on that? Did you ever talk to him?
Didn't really talk to him. I guess just taking all these psychology classes, I kind of semi-self diagnosed him. You know, my dad was the oldest of his siblings. He quit school in the sixth grade to kind of help work on the farm, take care of the family. And I realized that looking at his father, my grandfather, and just realized that he just had so much fear, fear of success, fear of failure. And I think he just kind of projected that on me, thinking that if I got my hopes up to want to play in the NBA and didn't make it, I would get disappointed. So, you know, as I look back on it, Dr. Michelle, I'm thinking, you know, he loved me, but unfortunately, his methods probably wasn't the best. And just kind of looking back and just realizing he was dealing his own insecurities.
Well, and I wanted to point that out because we have listeners who have similar backgrounds and they're like, you know, my mother or my father or whoever raised me said this and it shifted my life forever. And they're terrible, terrible people. And like you have found, and I have found, they were working out of their sphere of what they knew at the time. They were doing the best they could. So we can't, from our knowledge point of view, after we've studied and actually had lab rats in them because we're studying them doing, oh my goodness, that's blah, 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 personality. But that we are here at this enlightened state and looking back and saying, this is what they are. We can't point fingers at that. We do. They did the best they could with what they had.
Exactly. Very true. Move on. That's exactly right.
And that's what leadership is all about, isn't it? It's like, stop blaming the past. Let's learn from it. Let's not repeat it.
Exactly.
And let's make it better for everybody. And that's what you're doing with your entire tribe.
That's right. That's exactly right. I really took that story, that experience, and really, instead of looking at it, Dr. Michelle, at what is it, what did it do to me? I start really understanding what did that do for me? And now, you know, my whole life now is dedicated to help people succeed, to really crush that fear of failure. And like your beautiful name of your show is to just change that mental, that do that mental shift. And it's possible, regardless of whatever we've gone through, whoever is listening, whatever you have gone through in your past doesn't have to determine your future. It's up to you. You can choose to do that mental shift and still have a successful future.
Yes. Now, I also wanted to get into the whole fact because we are very similar and we're both very, we're bright, but we're happy. And the other thing I think I realized from the past, and I think you have too, by studying our past, is that we choose our lives.
Yes,
or like what I do in my podcast with my podcast partner, Brian Swanson, we do Denman Pearls. We talk about business and life. And I always say to people, whatever you do in business, you do in life and vice versa.
That's
however
right.
You are on stage is the person you should be off stage. And so I stalked you a little bit. I love watching the pictures of you and your beautiful wife and your beautiful children. And my thought was is that excellence he brings to his tribe and his work is exactly what I'm seeing in your home life.
Yes.
And one, I wanted to give you kudos on that. But two, people don't realize when their home life is chaotic and they do, why can't I make my business work? It's because they're feeding on each other.
They are. Very true. Very true. They work together. I always, anytime I work with a business, especially a CEO, before I start talking about the profit and loss sheets, the first thing is, let's look at you personally, you know, do you know your purpose and is there peace at home? And if they say no to both of those, I know, you know, we're not looking at how you can make, you know, another million and how you can increase your profits. If we don't start there, getting your purpose and really helping you to bring structure so that you can have peace in your personal life, professionally, it's not going to work.
Yeah, it'll pull you down. And so you've got to find that wheel of life that we have where we have all our spokes. You've
that's
got
right.
One spoke off. You've got a tumbling wheel that's breaking. So you've got to fix on that. So when we come back from break, I want to go deeper into what you do with your work that you do with your people and how can they work with you and how can they find you?
Excellent.
Dr. David Banks. Do not leave. We'll be right back after this break.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Musol Mucs Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Musol Mucs Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Welcome back to Mental Shift. I'm Dr. Michelle Maras. Now, you are watching The New Channel, and did you know that we are an online alternative new media platform of online shows for people on the go? Please watch all of our shows that you see here on the screen, and imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our channel is responsible, we're a responsible global 24/7 platform that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. So if you are watching us right now, you can keep watching Mental Shift live on Tuesday nights in America at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or Wednesday mornings, well, if you're in Asia. Or you can do the replays on Facebook or YouTube, follow us on Instagram, and listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is search hashtag TNC Now. Now, if you'd like to be a sponsor for the show or any show on TNC, just email now@thenewchannel.com or send a direct message straight to TNC. Now, enjoy all these life-changing shows because we did make them for you. And welcome back to Mental Shift. Now, if you haven't shared this yet, be sure to share this right now. Someone you know needs to know Dr. David Banks. So share that button right now, like the channel, and follow Mental Shift. Where is Dr. Banks? We need Dr. Banks. There you are.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
You're here. Now, before we ask about what you do with your clients and how do people get into your noble tribe, you've got a great podcast that you do through that noble tribe. But I have to ask, did your children make the art behind you?
No, I work with Fiverr. I work with Fiverr. So, yes, I found a guy there, and I just give him my ideas, and he comes up with it.
Okay, because I know in your bio you paint, you golf. And I wonder if he's been making stuff.
So yes.
Okay, well, very nice. Well, I want to get into your noble tribe. So, what is the noble tribe? What is its purpose? And how do people get into that? How do they work with you?
Excellent. All right. So we'll do the first. The Noble Tribe, Dr. Michelle, I started that in 2020. I wanted to create a community because my philosophy is this. I believe that we were created to succeed. I truly believe that's how we were created. But unfortunately, society has really conditioned us to survive and struggle. So I wanted to create a platform and a community to really share value, to help people understand. The question is not, I would love or can I ever succeed? That's not the question. The question is, what are the principles to manifest success in my life? So that is the whole focus of the platform, is really getting wonderful people like yourself to really share stories, principles, practical steps of how to manifest success in a person's life. So that's the whole focus of the Noble Tribe. What I get the opportunity, Dr. Michelle, to do every day is my purpose. My purpose is to impact and empower people to succeed in their personal and professional life in order for them to be productive and fulfilled. So when I work with a CEO, I share with them three things that I want to do. The first is to really help them to be purpose-centered. First, helping them to discover their purpose, because I'm realizing, Dr. Michelle, a lot of the CEOs that I ask, do you know your purpose? No. So I realized, you know, that's a missing element. So that's the first thing, is helping them to discover their purpose and then helping them to really establish a vision for their company and then really help them develop a strategic plan to deal with their pain points. Every company has pain points. And sadly, they just learned to tolerate the pain points rather than developing a strategic plan to address the pain points. And then the third focus is really helping them with strategies to accelerate their profits.
Excellent. You know, those, you're talking my language. I was a quality systems examiner in a previous life. And my friend likes to tease me because I do. Did you do a SWOT analysis on that? Yes. What? I believe you can do a SWOT analysis on everything. Strengths, right?
That's right.
Opportunities and threats. That's, you do it on everything.
Right. So right.
And you're, I'm so glad that you said that about ignore those weak points and just band-aid on it. And say, well, I'm just gonna improve this. Maybe this won't show so much, not realizing that band-aid they put on the crack in the wall of their structure has been leaking and been eating the wall, and they haven't looked at it because they don't want to look at it.
That's right. That's right.
Even though the wall's crumbling down, they do, but my business was doing great. Yeah, this side was, but the structure wasn't.
That's right. That's so right. How do they find me? Well, I have a website. Is www.noblebusinesssuccess.com. So hey, beautiful, right there. Noble
Business. I magic like that. See?
I tell you, oh my goodness. So that's the main place. They go there and have information. All of my information is located there through LinkedIn and various things. But that's the main place, right there.
Excellent. Well, and if they want to watch your podcast, does that stream through Noble Business Success?
No, they would have to go to, you know, Facebook and look up Dr. David Banks Noble Tribe. Wow. I tell you, Dr. Michelle, you really got it going on here. So
it's like bewitched.
So go right there and like that and join the group, and they'll be able to see it.
And I wanted to make sure you said that out loud, because his podcast, he has very interesting guests come on, and there's so much knowledge being shared. So I wanted my audience to know where to find you and know that you have two ways to get to you on your official site where they can see everything you do and they can hire you as a coach. But then that free site he's got on Facebook that you can come in and just absorb.
That's right.
because just like me, Dr. Binks and I, we want to give, we want to help up-level the world to see what you are capable of and to basically erase the illusion that we are not good enough.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're all gifted. Gifted. Not good at. Gifted. And what happens is, like David said with his story, you get big dreams and someone important to you says one thing and it destroys those dreams. And then you take the next 40 years of your life trying to find out why you're not good enough, realizing once we're older, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I wasted all those years worrying.
I know.
You are. So David, I would love for you to share something. What would you like the audience right now to know? It could be a quote or something that you want them to know before we part.
Excellent. Well, as we are entering, as we are in the year 2024, and I always like to really have a theme or focus for every year. So my focus this year, Dr. Michelle, is the importance, and the word that I'm using for this year is elevate. We've been conditioned to either live in a cyclical or up and down, you know, having up days, down days, but really understanding to elevate, to live your life in levels. This is a new year, so it's starting important to start mentally shifting your mind. I'm on a new level. And really understanding if you're on a new level, you really need to start expecting, anticipating. More than likely, most people look at another year and just say, it's just another year. No, I want them to elevate to say, no, it's not just another year, but it is a new year. It's a new year. So since it's a new year, I want to anticipate new opportunities, meeting new people. Last year, I did not know that this beautiful opportunity with you as your guest. I didn't know that last year. But since I knew that 2024 was a new year, I elevated and expected new opportunities is going to happen. I expect new opportunities. And lo and behold, the Miss Beautiful Dr. Michelle invited me to be her guest. So that's what happens when you mentally shift. I didn't do this last year, but I was expecting to do new opportunities this year, and it's manifested today.
Excellent. And I always say, you know, be unapologetically you. And people do, what do you mean by that? I do, be the best you every day.
Right.
And they do, so, okay, I could be the best me, but what if I'm going to, you don't understand, every day up level from yesterday.
Exactly.
You're always a little tiny bit better every day. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I love to break out in song. So it's like, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. And that's my life. I see every day I'm taking a new step up.
That's right.
So it's not just a new year in my world. It's a new day.
That's right.
And so that's why I was drawn to you. And we're both so busy that we couldn't connect. I'm like, I need to strap Dr. Banks down. I want you to meet my publisher. I need you to meet him. And then that way I won't lose you. You know that I did that on purpose.
I love it. But, I love it.
Yeah, I connected you to my publisher because I catch your shows and I see the people that you have. And there is so much happening in your world. And people really need to connect to good people like you, Dr. Banks.
Excellent.
Because there's chaos and fear. And you bring a calmness and this love through a screen. And that is a difficult thing to do. So thank you so much for spending time with me today. And I hope that everyone who's watching and watching the replay and sharing this goes to Facebook to connect and goes to your website to connect. And if those of you who just caught on this very end and you're wondering, who's Dr. David Banks? Everything is in the thread. We've put his, how to reach him, his website, everything. So Dr. Banks, thank you so much. I'm so glad we had this time together.
Excellent. It's truly my pleasure. Thank you so much again.
Okay. Well, Everybody out there in TV land, thank you so much for joining us here on Mental Shift. Definitely look up Dr. David Banks. I mean, he is a very special human, and I do follow him and I do watch his shows. Why? Because no matter what level you are in the world, no matter where you are in your life, you need someone to encourage you at all times. Even I, who encourage you, I look for other people for inspiration, and Dr. David Banks is one of them. So have a wonderful week, everyone. And until next time, we'll see you on Mental Shift, on replays, or on Tuesday night if you're in the United States, or Wednesday morning if you're in Asia. Until next time, be the best version of you unapologetically.